Yes.
I find it interesting that he equates the extreme of self-mortification to aversion, ill will, kind of condition of the mind to push away or to not like things.
Yeah, and that is quite typical to Ajahn Chah, where his teaching, he really tried to bring it back to something that we're experiencing, and oftentimes especially when it's explained in the suttas. Sort of the Atta Kila Matana Yoko is then, explained in terms of, laying on brambles and fasting. And it sort of, Ajahn Chah really tried to bring it internally what is it that creates suffering? It's not really that tendency to swing between desire and aversion. I found it really helpful that he kept emphasizing that rather than the say external application of a standard, that it's those, because that's really the root of where we end up getting caught and creating that swinging of the mind. Which doesn't mean we don't, and I think Ajahn Chah expressed that really well it isn't as if there isn't kind of a movement toward or a recognition, I don't like that. But it's seeing that the mind doesn't invest in it. And so therefore it doesn't build the momentum of, and and that's actually a teaching that Ajahn Liam would emphasize a lot. There's the moods of the mind that have the tendency to liking or to not liking, but it doesn't go into full blown kind of anger, aversion, or into full-blown gratification or grasping. So that it isn't as if the mind, doesn't have anything, but it's one sees it, and seeing it as a mood, then it can be relinquished. And it's also where, and Ajahn Chah mentions it in this talk, where the literal translation for the word arahant, and it comes across in the Thai, and I don't know how it's translated so easily into English. But the arahant is one who is far from defilement. So that it isn't as if the mind still doesn't have tendencies, but it's far from it. So it doesn't, they're seen and understood as they arise, so then they don't overwhelm the mind or they don't affect the mind. And I think that's an important distinction, because sometimes we try to create some kind of ideal purity or some kind of ideal state of being, which isn't so necessary. It's that seeing the worldly and what leads to the movement of the mind, and then and in that quality of knowing, it can be resolved and relinquished. It's something that I found really empowering, actually.